It is Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram, kind enough to join us here this morning. Sean, my man, how are you?
Doing well, Rocco. Thank you to you and Marissa for having me on this morning. Ready to talk some sports. I'm kind of pumped up.
Well, I know the one of the first conversation or one of the first topics we wanted to start with here this morning regarding the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame. I know you and Marissa have quite a bit of involvement with all of that, so why don't we start the conversation right there, Marissa? I'll just toss it over to you, however you want to take that.
Sure. Well, I'm going to, you know what, Sean's the expert, but you know, Sean, if you want to, like Rocco said, we both have some involvement, but give the people just an overview what the hall is all about. We've been out and about at various events, you know, throughout the year, educating folks how they can get involved, but why don't you give the people a brief look at what we're all about?
Well, obviously, we are there to celebrate Elyria, the city of Elyria's athletes. That includes, obviously, all the high schools in Elyria, Elyria High, Elyria Catholic, Elyria West, Open Door, you know, just First Baptist, you know, don't want to leave anybody out, but we are there to kind of just help all these schools kind of recognize the former glory of some of the top athletes and, you know, people that have come out of that those schools. We were knocked off a little off track, as Marissa knows, by the coronavirus pandemic. We lost a year. I think it was about a year and 3 or 4 months. Our banquet kind of got delayed, but as she and I are probably both really excited because coming up here is our 50th. It's a really big class coming up, our 50th class, our 50th banquet. It's right around the corner. It's going to be in May, and we're actually going to be voting on that class in just a couple of days here. So I'm real excited to kind of see that class unveiled in just a matter of hours now.
Yeah, I am too. You know, I had, like you said, we were derailed a little bit. It was, you know, I was involved just for a month or so, and then all of a sudden we all got shut down. So I had my first Hall of Fame banquet this past spring, but I'm very excited for the 50th coming up.
Yeah. And it's going to be a you know, really cool thing. You know, a lot of people, I don't know if they know how the process works. We have, you know, hundreds of people who have been nominated for the award. We have a validation group who goes through and pours through all the nominations. They set up a grouping to vote for every year, and then every year we vote for the entire board votes for five individuals, a team, and then we award a Distinguished Service Award. So we try to make sure that that's going to be like a really high level field. Everybody gets involved, and this year I expect it to be one of the best classes we've ever had.
Sean, talk to me about you know, what this process means for you. Obviously, you kind of get to step back and take a look through history at some of the best athletes in the area and kind of comb through their careers and the different achievements and accomplishments. Just talk to me about what that, you know, like what that process is for you. Is it an exciting one to kind of learn about different things? How do you kind of view that?
Well, that's exactly what it was when I first started there years and years ago. Was I was learning history. I was learning about guys and girls that I never got to see perform. Basically, like you said, almost becoming like a history lesson for me. Nowadays, it's more like rehashing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people that are going in are actual athletes that I covered, because you only have to be 12 years graduated from high school to be eligible for the Hall of Fame. And seeing as how I've been covering sports in Lorain County for over 25 years now, I've actually seen quite a few people go in that I actually got to see perform, you know, on the fields, on the courts, you know, and on the mats and things like that. So it's a little bit different twist now than it was when I first joined the Hall of Fame, because I'm actually seeing people go in that I've actually had the pleasure of actually seeing perform at a high level when they were high school athletes. So, yeah, it's definitely evolved as I've been in it, but it's always been just a great process. I've always been very proud to be in it. It's all volunteer. So you know, Marissa, myself, and, you know, 33 other individuals, 35 member group, put in a lot of time and effort, and it's just for the reward of, you know, helping these athletes out and basically recognizing them.
And I'm still getting a history lesson, because I got to be the lone non-Lorain County native on the committee. So it's every meeting is a history lesson for me, but I enjoy it a lot. I learn so much. It, you know, of course, it helps us with our coverage, if anything, but I like learning about all the different athletes I didn't get a chance to see.
There you go.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's one of the big things, is it does help you with your coverage as us as sports writers. I think Tim Gebhardt, our sports writer, it's kind of neat that you can kind of think about some of the things you hear in those Hall of Fame meetings why you're writing stories about people now. And I, that's the same thing that Marissa just said. I agree. It's helped me very much as a writer as well.
Yeah.
Sean, I know you were quite involved with signing day the other day around the county, a number of different schools sending a number of different athletes. Just talk to me about what that was like, kind of going in and seeing all these different athletes commit to taking that next step. And hey, maybe we could have a couple of a future Elyria Hall of Famers within that group.
Yeah, it was probably my 1 billionth signing day. Now that they've gone to like 3 or 4 of them per year. So definitely have gotten the process kind of I've got a you know, like a schedule now, a whole process for it, so it's been kind of fun to kind of you know, fine-tune that. But kind of wish I got paid per mile that I put on during those
you're not kidding
but yeah, it's really cool. You get to go in, you get to see a lot of athletes that you don't normally get to see, because you know, I have very specific beats. I cover pretty much all football, wrestling, and softball are my 3 beats throughout the high school year. So I get to see athletes from all kinds of different sports. You get to hear some interesting behind the scenes, you know, stories of how those athletes came about. You get to see the joy of the athlete, the parent, the teammates, the coaches, as all that goes on. There's a lot of impromptu moments. It's always interesting. You know, it's a very structured day where it seems like every time you do it, it seems very familiar, because you know, it goes along like a pattern. But at the same time, every signing day is new and different, because something different happens and there's new stories and things like that, so it stays fresh. So it's kind of that's the kind of mix that you like, something that feels familiar but it still is very fresh and new every time you do it.
Sean, for those who might have missed it in coverage, but were there any notable signings, whether, you know, from this signing day or the many others you've had, but particularly this one, any notable signings that people should be aware of?
Well, obviously, the two that I focused on were commitments that were made just hours before the signing day. One was Colin Kaufman from Avon, who signed with Ohio State.
Wow.
Obviously, a pretty notable program.
Yeah, I'd say.
So that was a big one. Gideon Lamprin signed with Dayton, which also another Division I school. We had lots of actual Division, I think 4 or 5, maybe 6 Division I football signings. So that was a pretty impressive crop from this one year. And that's just this one signing day. I believe there were several Division I football signees during the early signing period, which happened, I think, back in the fall. So we actually, this year, Lorain County, I think, was around double digits as far as football players going to play Division I football. So that's always impressive with one kid getting there. But when we get, you know, 10 or more kids in one year, very, very impressive.